This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale! Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
Cleveland, baby. February 1st and 2nd. Early show sold out. Still some Tiki Wikis for the late show, I believe. February 3rd, Athens, Ohio. University of Miami. Yay! February 16th, 17th, Stamford, Connecticut. A new club there called New York Comedy Club. February 22nd, Vancouver. Kicking off the Just for Laughs Fest. February 25th, San Jose, the California Theater. Use the code Chrissy. Our pre-sale's probably over, actually, by now. San Jose, California, California Theater, February 25th. February 26th, Sacramento, the Crest Theater. And then at the end of March, we got West Palm Beach, we got Miami. And then April is Austin, Texas. And May is Buffalo, New York. ChrisDComedy.com for Tiki Wiki's brand new hour of stand-up material. This is what you'll see. This is what I'll try to put out either on Netflix, HBO, or Louis C.K.'s website, ChrisDComedy.com, baby. I got brand new material, so come check it out, and I'll make fun of you.
Hey, what's up? It's Chrissy Boston Cream Donuts. Listen, we had two shows on sale at the Wilbur in Boston, March 24th. They both sold out, so we added shows March 25th. ChrisDComedy.com for Tiki Wiki's brand new hour of stand-up material in Boston. I love you. I'm the new Paul Revere, baby, okay? So come to the show and stick a Boston Cream Donut up my ass. I won't care at all right? I love Boston so much. I want to keep doing shows at the Wilbur. I want to move my family into the Wilbur. I want all of Puerto Rico to be at that fucking Wilbur, okay? You better come to the Wilbur.
All right. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Chrissy Chaos. We're going to have a good time today. My pee is burning. It's not an STD, which actually scares me more. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to ask my guests, because I actually, believe it or not, have seen my guest's open pee hole in about 2010. I saw his open pee hole. I remember where I was, and it was one of the better days of my life. It's, of course, fan favorite Dan Soder.
Hey, hi, everybody. Chris did look down my pee hole before we went to the Astoria Beer Garden.
Yes, sir.
Because I had a burning sensation too, and no health care.
Yes. I remember. Yep.
Chris in his very New York way was just like, I'll look down you. Yeah. You were just like, dude, you're like, I'll look.
I'll look at you, dick.
It was me. Who was it? It was me, you, Nate.
Nate.
And a couple. Who else was there?
Vitor, Sam Morrill was there.
We were just all drinking beers in my apartment about to go to the thing. And I was like,
Mike Vecchione.
Vecchione wasn't there.
He wasn't there? Okay.
He wouldn't have allowed that.
Oh, yeah.
He would have been like, you don't do that in my house.
Yeah. And so I was a physical therapy student. I wasn't even a licensed physical therapist yet. And that's the thing is, back in those days, none of us had health insurance. I didn't even have health insurance. I was a student. So we were all like, hey, I'm the closest to a medical professional we got.
Yeah.
So I looked down Dan's dick hole, and it was squeaky fucking clean, dude. It was beautiful.
Thanks.
Dude.
When did your burning start?
So it's been happening for like the last 3 to 4 days. But again, I was talking about this where it's like, it used to be like if you had sex with like 10 random girls, you just know it's chlamydia. You just know what's going to happen. You just pee in the cup. You get it tested. But now to know that that's not, I'm not doing that. I haven't done that. Been with one woman for a long time. So it's like, what is fucking causing it? Is it in my head?
Do you ever drink cranberry juice?
No. What am I on my period?
Yeah, exactly. That's why you should drink it though. It's delicious.
I'll drink it. I only have sugars on Saturdays.
Oh, is that really? Is that
no, I was eating so many muffins and sweets that I had to, literally my 7-year-old daughter was like, Dad, there's a new rule in the house. You can only eat sweets on Saturdays. Because she's like, I don't want you to wind up like Grandpa. He can't even see.
Oh,
yeah, because
no.
It's just diabetic.
Really?
Yeah, so I'm like, I was saying this before. I'll lie to almost anybody, but I can't, my daughter... My daughter making me promise her that I won't lie to her. I cannot break the lie.
That's also a very smart 7-year-old who's like, hey, Dad, your sugars?
Yeah.
I don't want you losing a foot.
Yeah, she knew. No, she was like, so, and I've stayed fast. I've stayed on that. I have only eaten sweets on Saturdays.
Are kids smarter because of the internet? Because I feel like when we were 7 years old, our parents could have just been like, but it helps me with my sweet blood. And we'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now they're like, there's actual medical information that I've Googled.
Well, I will say this. They're absolutely, I think that, I don't know if they're necessarily smarter, but believe it or not, even though I know like, oh, with iPads and computers and everyone shits on them, I guarantee you my daughter, if like something happened to me and her mom, she could survive longer than I could. At her age, like at 7 years old, I'd be fucked because my mom does everything for me. Where Delilah will watch videos of like what parents are doing and how you're supposed to be parenting and all these.
Wait, like your daughter watches parenting videos
because it's all on like this YouTube called 1-2-3 Go or something like that. Whenever they watch your YouTube, and it'll always be these children's videos, and some of the videos are for the parents because they know like it's just so some of the videos will be like this is the proper way to be a parent, but my Delilah's just watching that because I'm not paying attention. I'm supposed to be watching the video.
So she's just got notes for you.
Yeah. She's like, we talked about being toxic around the children. And we talked about how when you don't kiss mom on the lips, how that makes the children feel.
We need to embrace intimacy.
Yeah. And even though I can know you and mom are mad at each other, but you know, we can feel that. And but dude, how about this? Speaking is this good?
It says you might have a kidney stone.
Oh, God, I don't want to get a fucking kidney stone.
Yeah,
I heard
that would
it's
be the most
pain.
Chris DeStefano thing.
Yeah.
Is if you're like, you're Chrissy Kidney Stones?
Yeah.
Yo. Chrissy Kidneys?
Chrissy Kidney Stones.
Yeah, he's just pissing out glass.
My friend just had a kidney stone, and he said it's the worst pain he's ever had in his entire life.
Yeah,
they
I've heard
that.
They
say it's the childbirth. Anybody have a kidney stone in the room? Ever get one? Anybody ever get one?
No.
How do you get them?
I think drinking a lot of soda or like shitty drinks like that.
I'm not drinking soda.
Stress can do it.
Stress can give you a kidney stone?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Come on.
You're making little fucking kidney diamonds. You're like, yeah. And then you get a little fucking kidney diamond.
Yeah.
And then you piss it out.
Yeah, see, the thing is, though, too.
You should save them and make them a little shaker.
I heard a story. Somebody told me a story once. I don't know if it's true about Joe Bartnick passed a kidney stone at a Buffalo Bills game or a Pittsburgh Steelers game in the parking lot in a porta potty.
That's crazy.
He drank like 30 beers, had to pee so bad, couldn't get the pee out, just literally couldn't get it out, and just fucking kept pushing and pushing and pushing. And then something just like ping right off the back of a porta potty, and he was fine.
Do you think it made the funk noise when it came out? Go, yeah. The pee port. That's got to be the most satisfying piss of his life.
Dude, Sergio Chacon, a good friend of the show, passed a kidney stone once. He said it not only was the most pain he ever had, he was like, it's this thing that scares me the most that if I ever have to go through that again, I don't know what I do. And this guy used to beat up drug dealers with his fists in the Lower East Side. And he's like, if I ever went through a kidney stone again, I may just kill myself.
Oh, dude. Oh.
Maybe it's in my head. Maybe my pee is not. Maybe it's just fine.
Well, dude, they brought up the Guinness World Record for the largest kidney stone was 5 inches at its widest point. Oh!
Wow.
That's a boulder.
That looks like a piece of bread.
Oh my God.
Dude. Oh, the ureter. Oh, yeah. Here we go. The ureter, the urethra.
One of them was heavier than a bowling ball, it says?
No that's not real.
2.5.
That'd have to rip that guy's dick off.
Yeah, no, they go in. They don't let that go through the... That's going
to
tear...
No. They're like, they have to remove that.
That's going to tear up your wiener highway.
Yeah. Whoops. I actually have felt this before. I do think it's like the mind is so powerful that I do think if you can convince yourself you have symptoms of anything. Jasmine's mom died. Jasmine's mom died. She's alive. She's very much alive. Jasmine's grandmother died of ALS, and you know it was a few years ago. And she literally, when her grandmother died, for like 3 weeks after, Jasmine had ALS symptoms. She felt like her arms were numb. She was like all like, you know, like it was because it can be hereditary. So she had it in her mind that she had fucking ALS. And she went to go through all these tests and then, you know, it wasn't. But she literally was like making believe. And I was like, we're having sex. I'm like, are we having sex with a handicapped woman?
That's crazy. Also, you don't want her doing that during sex.
Yeah.
Where you go, are you getting ALS symptoms right now?
Yeah. She's like jerking me off. And it's like, I'm like, no, do the thing I like. She's like, I can't move my fingers.
No. Go late stage Lou Gehrig.
Yeah. What is this?
Would you rather have endless kidney stones or this guy's balls?
I'd rather have endless kidney stones, I think, than this guy's fucking testicles. That sucks.
Now.
132 pound scrotum. That's my goal weight.
What are his loads, dude?
That's a...
Oh my God.
I bet you that his loads probably, there's like not enough. I bet you it's like counterproductive. It's like you just got these big heavy nuts and you just splooge out just little drops of cum.
You think?
Yeah, because there's no room for the cum to get, I don't know. That's what I would think.
I would think it'd be like tipping over a barrel of like hair gel where it would just slowly leak out of them.
Dude, speaking of cum, you're a big 49ers fan.
Yeah, dude.
Let me ask you a question. Jimmy Garoppolo
is
one of the hottest men you've ever seen in your life. Can we just talk about?
He absolutely is.
San Francisco, well, backup quarterback, injured. Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, it's the Purdy party now. Dude.
Is gorgeous. Have you seen when they make NFL players women?
Yes. Now I've seen them do NFL players do women.
Mm-hmm.
And then they also did NFL coaches as women.
Right.
And I was mad that they didn't do my friend from growing up, Mike McDaniel, because I wanted to see what he looked like as a chick.
Yeah.
To really make it weird.
Wait, so you knew Mike McDaniel?
Yeah, we were like best friends in middle school. I've known him since I was 12.
So, by the way, Mike McDaniel, coach of the Dolphins, right?
Yeah.
And we'll get to Jimmy Garoppolo in a second. I want to talk about Mike McDaniel real quick. He is, I mean, at least personality-wise, one of the best, I think, personalities I've ever seen in an NFL coach, player, ever.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
He's like genuinely, he's one of those guys, like he could probably do comedy and be good at
it. Yeah, he's funny.
Do you still talk to him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to the Buffalo Bills game.
And he was just hanging out with him.
Well, yeah. I mean, he came in, we stayed in adjoined rooms at his hotel. Like his wife got me and my buddy Chad, who we all grew up together, adjoined rooms with him. And then he came into our room in the morning and woke us up. And it freaked us out.
What? Just because
he was like 6 a.m. and he was like banging on the door. We're like, what the fuck? But he was going to the stadium because he was up so early.
So did you know back then, like, was he always like a football wizard?
Yeah, I mean, I played high school football with him.
He was just a wizard. Like, was he a good player? Or was
yeah,
more
he was a really good player. He was just undersized. And then he played at Yale. And then he just like, he always knew football. And then he did this. And then he started interning in the NFL and got hired at like 22.
Yeah, because he's your age. Is he the youngest NFL head coach?
No. Sean McVay is younger.
Right.
But yeah, McDaniel always like kind of had that path. So now it's awesome.
He's dude, I actually really love McDaniel. I think my friend, one of my good friends is a big Dolphins fan, and he's like very critical of Dolphins. He's like, McDaniel's our guy. We got to stick with McDaniel.
Yeah, because now they're like trying to do the rumors of like, are the Dolphins going to get Sean Payton and Tom Brady?
No, they shouldn't.
So many people have texted me that. Like, is that what's going to happen? And I was like, probably not. They're probably going to keep McDaniel.
They should keep McDaniel.
And if they fire him, wherever he goes next, they're going to win 10 Super Bowls.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's awesome.
It will be a curse on the on the franchise.
So we got, you know, big Niners guy. We got Jimmy Garoppolo, and we've all, you know, everybody in here, we all as handsome as can be. But, and you know, maybe Dan, you've seen it. Maybe the fans at home have seen it. But I want to pull it up. Smash or pass? Jamie Garoppolo versus Jimmy Garoppolo. I personally think Jamie Garoppolo, as hot as Jimmy is, look at Jamie fucking Garoppolo and tell me. I know you're gonna. I just want you to consider, I know you're marrying beautiful Katie. We all love Katie here. It's in the New York Post. We love, it's going to be bride to be Katie Nolan. If Jamie Garoppolo steps into your life, what are we doing? Are we still marrying Katie?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I'm absolutely not going to leave my fiance for a male quarterback as a female.
And that's why you picked a smart guy, Katie.
Our relationship would be in big trouble if on the podcast I'd go, yeah, Jamie Garoppolo, no question.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Moving on.
Listen, I mean, do you see, could you, I mean, she, when I look at Jamie Garoppolo, I'm just like, I'm in love, like it's almost like when I see this picture of Jamie Garoppolo,
you want her to be real.
It's not even sex. It's like, I want to lay on a blanket and have like a picnic with her in the park. Like, I want to really get, I want to like our souls to touch.
You
want to
say the gayest thing a comedian can say to a woman? I just want to make you laugh.
Yeah, yes, yes. I want to be like, you know, like I'm connected to you. Like, I want her to like save me.
Yeah, dude, you're falling. I love that you're falling. It's like when I wanted to fuck Rogue and X-Men when I was in middle school. You're like falling in love with something that's not real. Where you're like, baby, I wouldn't have to touch her.
She
wouldn't have to touch me. I love Rogue and her.
Yeah.
Do you remember when they did the X-Men cards? The way they drew Rogue, she had the biggest tits. And I remember being like 13 and being like, well, I'm in love with Rogue.
Yeah.
So I'll probably grow up, find out where Charles Xavier's mansion is. And then I'll fuck Rogue, you know? Fuck Gambit. She doesn't need to be with him.
Dude, it's fucking great.
Not the action figure, the card. Look up the trading card. Rogue X-Men trading
card. Yeah, let's go.
They sexualize the shit out of these.
And
things.
I want you guys to. Woo! Yes, I want you
to
write
all the way to the left. Come on.
Put in the comments. Put in the comments who's making you hornier, Jamie Garoppolo or Rogue?
But look at her, dude. She's got that Bonnie Raitt hair.
Oh, hell yeah,
dude. Let's give them something to talk about.
I like it.
Yeah. Fuck it. Hey, Rogue.
But that dude, so
does this get boned up on X-Men?
I was gonna say, are you actually? Because is it a connection to like a child where like you're starting to get a little blood flow right now?
Yeah, dude.
Going,
get a little plump.
Yeah, you zoom in on Soda's cheeks.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever jerked off to?
Probably an X-Men card.
decent.
Yeah,
I was one of those guys. I don't do it as much anymore, but I would, when I was younger, jerk off to, like, SportsCenter, like, jerk off to things.
Just good plays?
What? No, yeah.
You're like, oh, my God, the way of mourning found him under the hoop.
Yeah. I was jerking off to Mike McDaniel.
Yeah.
And no, I mean, like, I would just have something on and it would be my thoughts. Sure. But now it's like, I would need porn. I was saying this before. I'm on new blood pressure medicine. I don't even feel. I'm like almost becoming asexual, and I don't hate it.
We're gonna be dead honest. We're all breaching our 40s right now.
Yeah.
The lack of horniness rules.
It's kind of dope.
It's kind of like walking around not having to eat food.
Right.
You're just kind of like it drove you for so many years that now you're like I'm comfortable.
I don't care at all.
I want good sleep.
Literally, when I literally now. Because I guess because I have daughters, I'm just like, I'll see a beautiful woman and then like there'll be a part of my brain that'll be like, oh, she looks hot. And then I'll just think about just like, I've cleaned shit out of vaginas before.
Yeah.
I'll just think about that. I'm like, there's times that she's shit in her vagina.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like, I'm not interested anymore.
Thank God it doesn't go the other way. Yeah. And you're like, oh,
yeah.
Shitty vaginas.
I'm like, can somebody give her a pacifier and a diaper?
Excuse me, miss, have you ever shit in your pussy? And she's like, excuse me, sir?
Yes. Yeah. No, but it is an interesting thing because we are almost 40 now. And see, I kind of like the way you're doing it because you're getting married now.
Yeah.
Closer to 40. And I think I would literally guarantee that you guys make it forever because you have settled in your life.
And Jamie Garoppolo will not fucking pull us apart.
Yes, Jamie Garoppolo, yeah, will not.
No matter what pretend universe
we're in. I'm taking Jamie Garoppolo off the streets.
Because Chris is having a picnic with her.
Yeah, I've told my family, kids, you have a new stepmom. Here she is.
And by the way, she throws a tenant out like a son of a bitch.
Yeah, she's.
If any of you could run hitch routes, you're going to be fucking wide open.
Yeah. So, but I think that's smart because. I think that, like I've always said, I had a kid at 30 and we're not, you know, married. Me and Jazz aren't married and we're kind of like, whatever, because we got kids. We're like connected
you got the bond.
By the kids. It's whatever. But like my friend, almost all of my friends who got married in their late 20s, early 30s are either all having huge problems or they have been divorced already. And I was always like, and you should wait a little bit like you did.
Yeah, you got to cool off.
Yes.
Because I didn't know who the fuck I was.
No.
I mean, shit, pre-pandemic, I think I was a completely different person.
Right.
So it was like going through the pandemic with her and getting older, and you don't give a shit.
Yeah, it gets to a point where I'm like, even sometimes now, when I listen to like, you know, I think you either have kids or you get married. But some of my friends, like a friend of mine, he's like, you know, doesn't know what to do if he should break up with his girlfriend or not. And we're the same age, 38. I'm like, dude, who kill her? Who cares?
Well, don't do that because we're also at the dateline age. We're also at the age now where it's going to be like one of us is going to be on a dateline being like, I thought everything was great. And were things great? Because a week later, she was gone.
God.
Yeah. And then they're going to find fucking teeth in one of our friends' apartments.
I know the amount of people that have been killing their wives lately and dismembering them is like insane. It's in the news every week.
It feels very similar to school shootings where like when we were growing up, there was like one and then like 2 years later, you're like, oh, another one. That's crazy. Women being dismembered. It's like every 3 months now.
Yeah. It's like this. There's this new one now. I forgot what the guy's name is, Mitch something, but like hit the wife went missing and it's the same story.
They always go to the husband and he goes, I don't. No.
Is there anyone that can help us? Dude, one of her hand is hanging out of your back pocket.
But then the difference is now Carol Baskins, it came out.
This is insane.
That her husband's alive.
Yes. So now we've all shit on her.
He what?
The Boston
Who's that? This is Andrew Santino off camera.
What a fun drop-in. What a random episode where you go, and Andrew like Santino's in work.
There's a guy in Boston, you can look it up. He within like a four-hour span, searched 15 different times. Like, what does formaldehyde do? How do you dismember a body?
Oh, would he kill his wife?
What's the best place to get rid of a body?
Did they intervene?
You can see here. Look it up.
Wait, Santino, not only that, but I think I swear to God, I think he Googled how to get rid of a 115-pound body.
Yeah, dude. There it is. Look.
Dude, here are the Google searches.
Wait, is this the guy who killed his wife?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you want to? You do one and I'll do one.
Okay, cool. This is from January 1st, start the new year. Dan started off.
All right. How long before a body starts to smell?
How to stop a body from decomposing?
How to bond a body? Bound a body.
10 ways to dispose of a dead body if you really need to.
How long for someone to be missing to inherit? I mean, that's wild. How long?
Can you throw away body parts?
What does formaldehyde do?
How long does DNA last?
Can identification be made on partial remains?
Dismemberment and the best ways to dispose of a body.
How to clean blood from a wooden floor?
Luminol to detect blood?
What happens when you put body parts in ammonia?
Is it better to throw crime scene clothes away or wash them? What an idiot.
Dude, whoever's
thing
working for Google, they go, hey, guys.
Yeah.
Guys, I think we got to go to this house.
Yeah. Well, it is interesting. Okay, so here's a good debate. So you see this because he did this before he killed the woman, mm-hmm. right? So if there's AI technology sees that, I wonder if like people can start to get involved, because then it's like Minority Report, dude. Then it starts to become like fucking, you are predicting crimes.
Yeah. Well, you know what's funny is he Googled all this on his child's iPad.
That's.
Dude.
He goes, that's my kid. My kid's curious.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. My kid wanted a new mommy and they were Googling
stuff.
Hey,
listen, my kid's one of these TikTok challenges.
Yeah, I play TikTok. It's the Chinese.
Yeah, hey, it's not my fault. It's Biden's America.
How do you cover up bite marks?
Yeah. Did you guys see the guy who lost an election down south by 50%, said it was rigged and hired hitmen to do drive-bys on politicians' houses?
Damn.
No, but literally, here's the thing is people like look at politicians in, you know, Russia and they're like, oh, it must be. That's the same shit that happens here. Yeah. It's just we don't make it that public. Yeah. But it's this. They do the same things. By the way, and I want to talk about this real quick. Do you know George Santos? Have you been keeping up on his
podcast? Yeah, dude, this guy's
hilarious. Did you see the new one today? That he was a drag queen named Katara?
Well, now he's pivoting, and what Santos is saying is he's going like, the left and the big media want you to believe I was a drag queen. I never was a drag queen.
Right.
He's like, they're going to make this. Dude, he is so funny. Dude, if you told me that this was a UCB graduate, I'd be like, this is the best work they've ever done.
Yeah.
This is the best thing UCB has ever done.
Well, I wonder, too, now if it's going to come at, there's going to be a time, if because they're saying that he's gay now, right? He was never saying he was gay. Now he's saying he's gay. So I wonder if there's going to be like a homophobia angle.
He was gay. He ran as gay. But found out was that he was married to a woman. Okay. And then he was like, yeah, but then it was ew.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was gross. So I moved on.
Gross.
This guy just keeps getting caught in
Dude,
lies.
He literally, and now, because, okay.
He lies like a sixth grader.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like where they just like, sixth graders will just lie for no reason. Where they're like, my dad plays for the Detroit Lions. And they're like, no, we can look that up.
Yeah. Dude, it's so funny if, like, this was my kid, like, this was my life, Delilah would be like, Daddy, you have to promise you're not going to make believe you were a drag queen and become senator again.
Yeah, he goes, fine.
I'll do it.
I mean, he lied about where he worked, about his education, about his parents, mm-hmm. his grandparents dying in the Holocaust.
And 9/11, I think there was another
Yes, he said his mother died of an illness from 9/11.
Right. But is there criminal, like, it's going to go to jail for this? Or, like, what's the rules?
He's going to get put on a committee where he can make a bunch of money.
Oligarch?
Yeah, so he might have got $1 million from Russia. They're trying to find out where
See, here's the thing. If you do stuff like this and you embarrass politicians or government, then what they do is they find some crime that's bullshit. Because really, the truth is, of the law, you're in lieu of arrest. If you jaywalk, I can arrest you for that. It's just you don't. But with guys like this, all of us commit crimes that we don't even realize. Like, it's just like, technically you are. And it's like, so I wonder if they're going to get him on something like that now and just bring his fucking gay ass in.
I'm just dying to know who his favorite comedian is.
George Santos' favorite comic?
Who was the one that had cancer?
Mateo.
I was going to say, who was the one that had cancer and got the HBO special?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Eric.
No, he's got a name like Quincy Jones.
Oh, Quincy Jones, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that kid like beyond thriving? Thriving.
But that's crazy to be like, I'm dying, HBO special. He goes, so catch me on tour?
Yeah. He doesn't do comedy anymore, right?
I don't know.
His pee probably doesn't burn. Burning the Light. Quincy Jones. Tune in for Quincy. Yeah, this was an HBO. If guys don't know, Quincy Jones did an HBO
Seattle
comedy
Times.
Special.
Yeah, it's his terminally ill comedian.
Ellen put him on.
I think he did have cancer. I just don't think
But he beat it. Okay, so he beat it.
He had cancer. He didn't lie about that. That would be wild. And
okay.
Easily George Santos's favorite comedian.
Well, here's the thing. In some ways, though, I actually do respect him because he's not in comedy anymore. So maybe he was like, you know, I beat it. I'm changing my life. I mean, what are you going to do, though? I mean, if you thought you were going to die and you didn't.
Yeah, that, you know what? It is kind of mean because best case scenario, you beat it.
Did you see that
and
guy?
Now everyone's like, why didn't you die?
Well, did you see that story about the guy Tesla who drove his wife and kids off?
Yeah,
the side
they all survived.
So he said he was like, I lost control of the car. It's the automatic driving, and his wife was like, you yelled, I hate my fucking family, and then made a hard right off a cliff. So like they all survived. Like
she really did. She sunk his battleship.
Yeah,
like
she
that?
Was like, yeah, you yelled, I fucking hate everyone. I want to kill everyone or something like that. And
then they said when he survived, immediately the news articles were like, he will be charged with attempted murder.
I think his wife literally, when that's the first thing she told the paramedics when they were lowering her down.
Do you think he woke up before her in the hospital? And he wakes up, he's like, oh, she survived. Oh, the mother of my children. And she woke up, she goes, remember when you tried to kill us? Goes, shh. Oh, you're being crazy. Yeah. Oh, you're having a dream.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, love, you're having a dream.
Well, yeah, you told me we can work through anything.
Yeah. Because you said, fuck you and your nappy-headed little hoe children. I want you all dead.
Dude, yeah, it's crazy how, like, I don't know, it's like this plague. Like, people, it is interesting how, like, we are in the time now where you are being watched wherever you go. Just imagine your whole life is under surveillance, but yet people are still killing other people. It's like, you are never going to get away with this.
No.
It will not happen.
Everybody knows, once the internet came out, being a criminal is only for smart people.
Dude.
If you want to get away with it.
Yeah, you're never going to get away. So even that, like, how dumb people are, like, to even Google your, even I would know that. Like, if I killed, it's like, don't Google anything about, throw your phone away. Even the guy who killed the people in Idaho, he kept it, he had his phone, he would turn his phone off. He turned his phone off when he went to kill the people, but then he turned it back on 10 minutes later. They were like, yeah, we know your phone was off for 18 minutes. We think it took you 18 minutes to kill these people.
That's it's crazy. Like, he goes pretty fast, huh?
Yeah. They said he's a fucking dummy.
He was a criminal. He was like getting his.
He was like Dexter. He's studying criminals.
Yeah.
Criminal law.
Yeah.
Or he was studying something.
They found all his old blog posts as a 16-year-old where he said, when I hug my family, it feels like a simulation.
Damn.
Well, he was an incel. He was an incel guy. That's another thing.
Do you think there's blowjobs that can pull incels out of their hole?
Yeah.
Do you think you can just get like super? Remember Superhead? She had sex with all those rappers. Do you think like a woman like that could just suck one of those incels' dicks and they're like, okay, I see the light.
I could, yeah.
Like bring him out of the Matrix. You know, they're like,
yeah. Well, dude,
that's what we got to do. We have to do sluts for incels.
Yeah.
Instead of toys for tots. Sluts
for
incels, dude.
V, can you make that merch? We're going to make that merch.
Yeah. Start getting fucking these incels popping nuts.
Yeah.
Instead of popping shots, dude.
Well, dude, if prostitution was legal, there would be less school shootings. If prostitution was legal, it would be less school shootings of 100%.
Hit me once a month like St. Jude's does.
Yeah.
Where they go like, you want to save kids with cancer? And I go, yeah.
Yeah.
And they go, you want to stop some mass shootings by getting some incels sucked off? And
yeah.
I go, yeah. And then, you know, whatever girls OnlyFans tanks.
Yeah.
She starts to do a little, you know.
We play the Sarah McLachlan music.
Yeah. It could almost be like a cop's beat, you know, where they're like, I'm back on the beat.
Yeah.
Like if OnlyFans girls drop below, if they get what's the soccer thing? Where they get
relegated?
Relegated. Yeah. You get relegated down to, you got to go blow incels. It's like. You know,
dude, speaking of cops, did you see that show We Run This City on HBO Max?
No, I want to watch
it. I started watching it on a plane, and then it was one of those shows. It's made by the same people. Santino, did you see We Run This City?
No, it's the guy that did The Wire.
So it's about Baltimore. You saw The Wire?
Yeah,
So The Wire, you saw The Wire.
Yeah, and it's
so
John Bernthal.
John Bernthal, who's fucking awesome. And so it's funny. One time I used to live in Park Slope, and he, that's when he was doing the movie The Punisher, and he was fucking in great shape. And he was in Park Slope, and I was with my kid in a stroller, and he was just playing basketball one on one. I was like, oh shit, that's John Bernthal. I was like, you want to play like a little one on one, and or like, you know, can I shoot around with you, whatever? I was like, I know who you are. He was like, we can play to five. And then I just like a random thing, because he was like in like trying to get like in good shape, and I swear to God, I think we only played like 2 or 3 points because my kid was crying and I had to go, but he crossed the shit out of me.
Really?
If it was on video, I'm telling you, if I had that on video, it would have went viral. It would be the only thing people talk about, because he crossed me and like I fell on the floor, but only my one-year-old daughter, who's not a rat, was there to see it. And I, and even John was like, oh, he was like, man, you fell hard. I was like, I know. And I still think like he would remember that. Every time I see him, I'm like, I wonder if he remembers just crossing the shit out of me.
I mean, you got crossed over by the Punisher. That's by the fucking
he's a
sick.
Legitimately good basketball player.
Yeah.
But anyway, so John Bernthal, so this show, We Own the City, we Own the City is the same guy as The Wire, but it's about this guy, Wayne Jenkins, who John Bernthal plays, and this real life story of these 6 or 7 dirty fucking cops.
Yeah.
Not that long ago, in like 2005, all the way up to like 2016, 2017. And I'm watching this show, and it's like palpable anxiety of what they're doing. Half of them knew they were being investigated by the FBI, and they still went to commit crimes, knowing that if you're a police officer and you commit a crime, you are getting the entire book thrown at you. They all got 25 years for what they would do is, and I have a friend who's like a pretty high-ranking detective. I asked him, because what they would do is, what the thing was, is it's like this thing that was morphed in their brain. They would go into Baltimore, right, and they would rob a drug dealer, right? So you're a drug dealer, I rob you. Yeah. I take your gun, I take your drugs. But you also got $50,000 in a suitcase. So I take the drugs, I take the guns, I put that into evidence, I get you off the street, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. But then I take $40,000 of that money and I split it between me, you, and the other guys, and I only submit $10,000 to evidence. So I'm, you know.
I would absolutely do that.
Yeah, right.
It's so crazy when you see dirty cops and you go, yeah, I'd do that.
Well,
I think you're supposed to watch that stuff and be like, how could they?
Yeah.
How could they? And you're like, there's a suitcase, $50,000 that belongs to a drug dealer.
Yeah.
And I'm not taking 40 of that.
Yeah. Well, that
you're a fucking asshole.
Well, I had a friend, you know, pretty high rank detective, and I said, is that prevalent in the NYPD? He was like, dude, that shit happens way more than you think. He was like, because you got to put yourself in a cop's point of shoes, yeah, right? He was like, they're getting paid. He said, this guy, Wayne Jenkins or whatever, these Baltimore cops getting paid 40, 50 grand a year. They feel like nobody has their back. They feel like they're doing a good job, which they are. They're taking drugs off the streets. So they're like, but I still got to fucking, you know, live my life paycheck to paycheck or whatever. So I'm going to take a little bit of money because the government's not giving it to me. And then it just keeps going and keeps going. And the FBI is watching them like the whole time. They're like, the FBI would get to the point with these Baltimore cops where they would send in fake criminals. Like, it was all FBI plants. Like, they would get busted, they would have drugs and money, and they would have no idea, Wayne Jenkins and his crew would have no idea that they were being watched, and it was all FBI informants posing as criminals. This show is, I personally think, not better than The Wire. That's an insane statement, but it kept me so glued to the TV set. And John Bernthal's Baltimore accent is so like, if you close your eyes, you're like, Stavros? it literally is the best Baltimore accent I've ever seen anybody who's not from Baltimore do.
Well, Chris, that brings up my new segment, and I'm going to look right to camera and say it. It's Dan Soder's called I'm In. That's the whole segment. I'm In.
Nice. And this has been Mario Lopez. No, dude, it's one of those shows. I would highly recommend that. That show is fucking money. And then, did you see the Casey Anthony Hulu documentary?
Watched the first episode, didn't watch this. I got to watch 2 and 3.
Yeah, I watched the first one, and within 10 minutes, me and Jazz are watching, and within 10 minutes, they're like, oh, she waited 30 days to report her daughter missing. We're like, go to prison. You need to go to the electric chair. Like, It's one of those things where you're conflicted with. She's like kind of like Jamie Garoppolo. You're conflicted because you're like, I know Jamie Garoppolo's a man. I don't want to have sex with her, but she's so hot. And then with Casey Anthony, you're like, I know she killed her kid, and she's a scumbag. She should burn in hell. But this is the kind of woman, you know, you're in Florida. You're having a good night. You're at fucking Captain Brian's Comedy Club in Naples, Florida. You want to kill yourself. And Casey Anthony walks in and you're like, I'll have sex with you even if my pee burns the next day.
I mean, yeah, you're like, but you're like hammered at the bar. And then you're like, you look like Casey Anthony.
She's, I know.
Like, I am Casey Anthony. And you're like, you want to make another victim?
Yeah. Well, that I was thinking about Casey Anthony. I was thinking about if Casey Anthony has another kid, when that kid grows up and finds out what her mom did to the first kid, she's like, whoops. Dude,
I'm telling you, if Casey Anthony has another kid, that kid's going to be training from the second it can.
Dude, you better.
Self-defense.
You put that kid in Krav Maga.
Yeah, dude. I would buy that kid for its first birthday one of those wooden things martial artists use that have the arms. So she could just practice.
He's opening up her Christmas gifts. He has like little Swiss Army knives.
Oh, look, your Uncle Dan got you another set of brass knuckles.
Yeah.
Why?
Look,
I got your kid a book on traps.
Yeah, dude. What is this Alec Baldwin? Oh, yeah. So the big news today, this comes out in a couple of weeks, but the big news today is fucking Alec. Who knows? In 2 weeks from now, Alec Baldwin may be in prison. He got charged with the involuntary manslaughter in the fatal Rush shooting of Hanya Hutchins. And I don't know. I guess I don't know enough about it. It just feels like, even though I'm sure there was like a lot of shit wrong and I don't know the intricacies of it, but it feels like it's the armorer's job to know if the gun's loaded, right?
Dude, like, or just being on set and then just being like,
handled a gun in movies and TV shows?
Get up. Can you get up?
Yeah.
Everyone's like, guys, caught. Uh-huh. Okay. She's not getting up, guys. There was 20 seconds of them being like, okay.
Yeah.
All right. That like bullshit set energy.
Alec Baldwin was probably like, you guys got me. She's playing dead.
Hell no, get up. It couldn't have hurt that bad. It's a fake. Oh, God. Oh, sweet Jesus. I've never handled a gun. No, I've never handled a real gun.
You never
gun.
Had to do anything on Billions anything?
I've shot guns in real life. Not Billions, I don't get the opportunity to be packing heat.
That'd be sick. One day your character just comes down and shoots people.
Koppelman, Levine, I want to be fully strapped for the last season. I want those shoulder harnesses like an old-timey detective. I said we sell short. Don't make me flash the fucking piece, bro.
Yeah, dude.
Guns are fun.
I've never shot a gun. Never shot one, man. I don't know why. I've never even shot one.
Do you go to the range a lot? Because in California, you can do that shit.
I do like it. But handguns, I don't really like anything else.
Yeah.
I've gone shooting shotguns when I was a kid, and like automatics are fun.
Very fun.
But I love handguns. I don't know what it is. It just feels, I love
them.
Is it
hard to get a gun in the house? In California, you can get one if you're a homeowner.
We have a gun in the house.
You have to. Right?
We have a gun in the house.
You have to, if you own a home, you're an idiot if you don't have a gun in the house.
I mean, I like it. I'm also going to buy a Berna. Do you know what a Berna is?
No.
For her. The Google Berna, show them, BYRNA. It's like
a lady gun?
It's a lady gun. It's pink and it goes bang, bang. Yeah. When you shoot it.
It goes, what are you thinking about? It just asks you questions that fuck you up. Do you like your ex-girlfriend still? You're like,
who's Sarah? Who's Sarah?
Yeah.
No, you're on your phone a lot.
These are Bernas. This is non-lethal because she doesn't want to shoot a real gun, but this won't kill people, but it'll disable, it'll fuck
you
up.
Dude, I used to have one of those as a teenager, but it was just a fucking CO2 pellet gun.
No, but these things will fuck you up. It won't kill you, but it'll knock you out.
Is it like it's stronger than a BB gun.
It's a high pressured non-lethal weapon.
We are lucky that Jackass is not around right now.
You could buy this on Amazon?
Yeah.
Like anybody.
Dude, good luck. Come into my apartment. I'm going to be strapped to the gills. These are definitely illegal in New York, right?
No. They're non-lethal. No, they're legal everywhere.
They're legal in New York?
I mean, buy it on Amazon.
Dude, I'm going to be like Desperado.
Hell yeah. Assembled in the USA, baby.
I'm going to be like, I'm telling you, I'm going to be so strapped with these things.
I did a show that's coming out and I got to shoot a bunch of guns.
What's it called?
Beef.
Ooh,
okay.
Ali Wong show. And Steven Yeun. And dude, I got to shoot a ton of guns. I was shooting at cops, at these fake cops that stormed in. You know what's so crazy about when you do that? you start to like get into it so much you hate the guys that you're shooting. Like
you're like really trying to kill them.
Yeah, like in between scenes they were like, "Oh, what's going on?" I was like, "Where are you on the road this week?"
And you go, "Fucking pig!
Shut up, pig!
I'm gonna fucking kill you!
Oink oink, pig!
Yeah. I'm gonna smoke you into bacon, fucking pig!"
Like, you really do kind of get in your mind where you're like, "We don't talk to those." They go,
"Andrew,
guys.
Cut! Andrew, can you stop licking the barrel?" And you're like, yeah. Anything I love more than danger is death.
Yeah, I got to fucking shoot tons of those guns.
Let's take Chrissy shooting.
I would do it.
It's so fun, dude. It's so fun.
Yeah,
let's take you shooting handguns.
Well, that the
when's the next time you're back east?
In
he's moving here.
Well, yeah, in May I'm coming here. Oh, I know he's gonna throw the mic at me.
Yeah, hit him with the burner.
You're moving here, man.
Well, I'm coming for a little while. I'm not allowed to say move.
In May, here's what we're gonna do. Take a little trip to Bucks County, Pennsylvania.
Go. Yeah.
Go. And here's the thing. If your wife doesn't want you to fucking live here, then guess what we're going to start Googling? How to decompose a body. How to solve a body.
Is murder illegal in California?
Yeah, yeah.
How deep is the Hudson?
Yeah.
Do bodies still go there?
All right. Vessi, we've been talking about these shoes. I love Vessi. They are waterproof. They are almost like winterproof. Like you wear them out in the winter and your feet don't feel cold. They don't get wet. It's literally the only rubber I'll ever wear. I love Vessi. And the Stormburst shoe, that is the shoe to have in the winter. All the features of a rubber winter boot built into a sneaker. I love sneaker boots. It's literally, that's what I like. You know, like a lot of women wear sneaker high heels. I want to wear sneaker boots. That's my new thing. And they're very, very, very comfortable. Like, literally comfortable. And I said, I mean, I put my feet in them. I put my penis in them. Only rubber I'll ever wear. Vessi, Vessi, Vessi. And you right now, if you're going to get a good discount for listening to this show and for being a fan, and I'm telling you, this is like a legitimate gift, or get them for yourself, you're never going to regret this. I actually genuinely love these shoes. If you go to Vessi.com, that's Vessi.com, and put in that promo code CHAOS, you're going to get 15% off your entire order, okay? Vessi.com, promo code CHAOS, 15% off your entire order. They literally, these Vessis, they make me feel invincible in the New York puddles. Like, literally, I'm like, you ain't going to get to my feet. You're not going to get to my feet. They will prevent you from getting any type of New York disease on your feet that you can think of. Vessi prevents it. Dude, I love it. I love you, Vessi. I'm going to see you later, my little rubber shoe. Dude, that's fucking crazy you say that about the on-set thing, because, like, you ever seen that, like, Stanford experiment thing where, like, they put people, regular guys like us, and it's just random. You became a jailer, and it's just an experiment. We have signed up for this experiment. You become a prison guard, and I become a prisoner. The Stanford prison experiment in the early 70s. And then what happens is these regular people took on the personality of a prisoner and a prison guard, and they started for real beating the shit out of their friends. They started to get into, because it took months, but they got into that role so much where, like, they realized, like, you can make anybody anything you want.
But this also explains, because we've all had friends that have gotten famous and then changed, and you're like, oh, you're believing it.
Yeah,
they like believe it. Like, yeah. Oh, you're getting Stanford experimented.
But also, it's the summer of 71, dude. Shit was wild.
71, what I mean? Dude, I'm telling you, stones were about to drop. Exile on Main Street.
Yep.
Shit was happening. Cocaine was just getting flooded.
This is a perfect time in history to do this shit. Take place.
They think a lot of this was MK Ultra stuff, too, like all that mind control experiment.
Wait, really?
So you know about MK Ultra with Charles Manson and all that stuff? They think this was, all this shit was, they think the government was using this like it was everywhere.
The government's like, I don't know. It's just so fun. Yeah. I want to do it with everybody. Let's see if kids can control things with their minds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just that meeting. He goes, we're going to do whatever we want.
Yeah. No, it's when you get into this shit, you ever read that book, Chaos, about the six, right? So you read that book? Mm-hmm. It's wild how, like, these people who are in, you know, the book Chaos? It's about it's basically about Charles Manson and the Manson murders, but also how MK Ultra, kind of that mind experiment stuff, some people really believe that he was just a government psyop, and his mind was, even though he didn't do anything, it was all like controlling, like, because some of the people who were the murderers, they were like not like that before. They just snapped.
Yeah.
So and all these Hollywood people were involved. Like, who was it? Like the woman from the Mamas and the Papas, that singer, was like good friends with him. You know, all the Roman Polanski shit was weird. It's very, very, very. I've only read three chapters. I'm talking like I know the book.
That's great. That's what I do with everything.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I know.
I kind of know something, and I'm like, let me go on record.
Yeah, I'm always preparing for Rogan, just reading a chapter or two.
Oh, that's crazy. What else? And you're like, I don't know. You got Jamie bring it up.
Yeah. Fingers crossed.
I don't fucking know, dude. You're so good at fighting, and I'm so not.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a chimp play with devil sticks?
Yeah, and I go, do it. Bring it the fuck up.
Yeah.
I'm such a stoner that all the videos he recommends, I'm usually like, I do want to see that.
Yeah. Dude, I just listened to one the other day with that guy Peter Zeihan. Did you listen to that one? No, not the dinosaur guy. This guy, it was, I don't know what his position even is, but I was like, he was basically saying though that like it's not really about the nukes and Russia nuking the Ukraine. None of that's going to happen. He was like, what's really going to happen is there's going to be like a food shortage in a country like China because they have instituted that one child policy for so long, and they're going to be the first economy to ever have more old people than young. Because, and the same thing is happening a little bit in our generation, is the Zoomer generation, they're calling it. You know, like there's boomers and Zoomers. So not us, but like 22 and younger, they think because of their social skills only, they're not learning how to talk to one another. They're not learning how to be intimate. They're being brought up like they shouldn't be having that many kids because of, you know, Greta Thunberg and global warming and blah, blah, blah. And they're going to only have like less than one child per household. And then once that starts to happen, in about 50 to 60 years, your entire economy collapses.
Well, guess who will be gone?
Bye. Do you want
kids? Have fun, future people. No, I don't want kids.
That's interesting. So you've made a decision.
Yeah.
You and your wife are not going to do that.
No. Bye. You can't have any of my fucking money.
I respect that.
Yeah, dude. Guess what I'm going to have? Everything I want. I'm going to live in an old folks home.
Yeah, I know. People always say that.
Guess what they do there? They fuck and they forget their bad memories.
I know. That's always the argument.
Guess what?
That's always the argument I hear. Oh, well, if you don't have kids, who's going to take care of you when you're older? I'm like,
the system?
The government? I've been paying fucking taxes into.
I don't know. Maybe nobody. But then that's going to make me a real problem for everybody outside.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be outside and I'm going to let people know I need help.
Dude, we do this segment on the show called I Am Poppy, where I just talk to anyone who has kids or wants to have kids about a thing that I'm doing with my kids during that week and this thing that I'm doing now. And it's literally, so I would take my daughter, my little one is one, I would drive her to daycare.
Wait, there's a six-year difference between Delilah and her little sister?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought they were closer to like in age.
No. Delilah and Violet, 6 years apart. I think I'm the father to both. I definitely Delilah. And Violet too. That's the thing. Anytime I fuck around with Jasmine, I'm like, it's proved to me that's my kid.
How often do you have that conversation?
No, like when I'm drunk.
Because it's like one of those jokey things that you go, I feel like there's venom under that.
Yeah,
definitely you go, is it my fucking daughter?
Seriously.
Because you're fucking Brooklyn, Staten Island, you can get to that level.
Well, the thing, it's funny, like we posted it, like I have what's called hammer toes, where my feet are just genuinely disgusting. My big toe and little toe next to my big toe grow over like this. Dude, Violet was born literally beautiful. We're like looking at our baby because they give it to you like naked at first, and she's like, you know, we're like, you know, crying, emotional, and Jasmine goes, oh no. And I was like, what? She goes, look at her feet. Her fucking toes are crossed over like
that's
that.
That's my girl.
Yeah, I was like, that's my baby.
Oh, watch her kick a soccer ball.
Yeah. I was like, baby, you're going to have to wear socks all the time.
Oh, baby, your feet are gross. No OnlyFans for you.
Yeah. But
no feet fans for you.
So I do this thing though, where she was like, we would, you know, be driving and she's just crying, fucking, you know, being mad or like whatever, kids do that. And then I started putting on, I just was like, I'm going to put on classical music.
Yeah.
I was like, I always just think classical music is just like calming. So I went classical music on Spotify. Dude, it calmed her down like that. And the teacher actually said to me last week, they were like, your Violet's behavior is like amazing. And like, well, I was like, I've been listening to classical music with her on the 15-minute drive it takes to get to daycare. I put on classical music. She was like, I literally see like almost an immediate improvement in how she acts when she's in this classroom. I was like, wow. And the teacher was like, I'm going to start playing classical music for all the kids. I was like,
dang.
Whatever, you hack.
Then they're going to start having cheese and wine parties.
I know, yeah. Yeah.
They're going to get classy as fuck.
See, here's the thing. Classical music is great and classical composers are great. They were all racist and most of them were Nazis. That's just the truth of what it is. So
there's the Chrissy fact. Yeah, I was waiting for the Chrissy kick on this.
Yeah, yeah.
Where I go, classical music, yeah, whatever, it's great. I want to know what you really think of it.
Yeah, and you know what's so funny? My daughter loves, like, the Richard Wagner is the one that she's always, like, clapping for, and he was, like, an outright, no doubt about it, Nazi.
Really?
Like, like, 100. Damn. Hitler's literally on video saying he is my favorite.
Father, can you play for me the Führer's favorite composer?
Yeah, Violet's in the back like this with her pinky.
She followed like, gosh.
No, dude, it's so it's a great tip if you guys are having trouble with your kids and just try classical music, you know?
Or go the opposite route, do Japanese death metal.
Yeah, yeah.
Shake them out of it.
Yeah, Jazz is like, nah, she comes down when I put on Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
Daddy Yankee. Okay, let's do this. Let's play Smash or Pass with historical figures. Danny's getting married, so this is all in the on the internet. Would we smash or would we pass historical figures? Alexander Hamilton, smash or pass?
Smash, dude. That guy's too, he's too filled. He's filled with too many good ideas.
I know, and he's Dominican.
I
want to
fuck him out of him.
Yeah. He's Dominican, Alexander Hamilton.
Yeah, oh,
so you would smash. I would smash him too. I think I'd smash Alexander Hamilton.
I feel like he could write. He was such a prolific writer. He could have written me a letter explaining why he should be top and I should be bottom. Yeah. And I would be like, yeah, you're right.
You would sign it with that big feather pen.
I'd go, honey, bring me, wife, bring me my pen. Alexander Hamilton's about to have my anus. It's for the good of the colonies.
Yeah.
Dude. Ew, Alexander. Not going to waste this shot.
We always talk about, too, like, you look at, like, colonial figures. Like, they were the original transgenders. Wigs, fucking dresses, shoes. Yeah. It's like, it's all happened before.
Yeah, yeah,
it's all happened already.
Yeah, they were fierce.
Fierce. Okay, let's see who the second one is. Pull it. Harriet Tubman.
I don't feel like Harriet Tubman would enjoy, because of the time period she's from.
Yeah.
I don't think having sex with a white man would be enjoyable for her.
She'd be like, not you, motherfucker.
Yeah, goes,
no, in her Philly accent, she'd be like, what the fuck
out. Yeah, yeah, why the fuck would I fuck you? Fucking gracious white guy.
Why don't you walk over there and get me a glass of water and get the fuck out? I'm watching the Eagles.
Get the fuck out of here with your white dick looking like a hagee. Get it the fuck out of here. So I think Harriet Tubman passes on me.
Yeah, wow, interesting. Okay, fair enough. Harriet, I love you. You know it always smash, if you allowed me. Genie from Aladdin.
Yeah,
this is Robin Williams' genie, by the way.
Yeah, he can be whoever you want him to be.
Yeah, so that's...
I'd be like, I'd be like, be Shannon Tweed from 1995. That, and he'd be like, oh, well, okay, you're going to go with a little bit of a Cinemax fuck.
That genie, the way that he's shaped right there, looks like that hole that Amy Schumer and Eric Andre were licking in that fucking Madonna promo.
Madonna's like, look that like a butthole.
Yeah, that's good. All right, smash or pass. That's good. I got to be honest with you. I miss Robin Williams. I never knew him. I never saw him. But I just think, I find myself thinking about Robin Williams like weekly.
He made
Is that
me
weird?
Watching him made me happy. And I know a lot of comics like are like, he sucks. His comedy sucks. He stole shit.
Up.
It's like, dude, he brought me so much joy that you haven't.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Robin Williams ruled.
Comedy sucks.
It does.
Yeah.
It's not just him. All comedy sucks.
By the way.
Like
I've been in a bad enough mood that no one can make me laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, dude, I'm just thankful that Soder has come in here and done two or three great voices and said really laugh out loud things because we got the clips. But I mean, yeah, the rest of it is like throw it in the trash. Soder's fucking has some home runs, and that's what we'll use.
All comedy's gonna be in 10 years after this boom is over and everyone's so sick of podcasting and all this stuff, they're gonna like go back and this. Like, they're going to show us clips of this, and it's going to be like when we see comics from the 80s with their sleeves rolled up in front of brick walls being like, you know, get on the airplane, what do you do? That's going to be podcasts when we watch in 10 years where we're like, damn, dude.
I have a self-destruct on our show that as soon as we are done, all the episodes get deleted forever.
I love it.
Really?
Yep.
I love that.
That's fucking great idea, dude.
The audio and the video gone forever.
So you're being serious.
Yeah, 100%. The problem is we've done too many other people's podcasts.
Oh, right.
So we would all need to do it.
No, that's fine.
We could come together and all do it.
I think everyone should delete everything forever.
Like,
I swear to God. Boom, I think everyone should
shut
just
it down.
Dump it all down.
But here's the problem. there's too many narcissists in our game that'll be like, well, if everyone does that, mine's left. Mine's the only one. So I'm, you know what I mean?
Well, then Marin can have it up forever.
He's like, I finally win. They're all gone. It becomes like the Twilight Zone where he's like, all my books. He drops his glasses. No, but now I was the only podcast. Yeah, it'll be like, because it's all a circle. Everything goes in a circle. And like, I remember being like, oh, radio's dead. And then podcasts got big. Right. And like, I remember like when we all started doing stand up, because we all started around the same time, it was embarrassing to be a comedian.
Oh, yeah.
You would like tell people, you'd be like, I'm a comedian. And people would be like, how is that going? And you're like, oh, it's good. I work at this club or whatever. And then now it's like, people are like, "Why am I a comedian? I'm a comedian." And you're like,
"Yeah,
no."
Now it's like I'm not even the only comedian on my block.
Yeah,
right.
You know,
it's still kind of embarrassing, though.
Oh, it is. Yeah, absolutely.
Like somebody literally just said to me on the street yesterday, "Hey, I saw your Netflix special." I go, "Oh, cool." And he goes, "Great, man." I go, "Thanks." And he goes, "Good luck."
Yeah, and you go, "What does that mean?"
I was like, "I did it. It's
done." But my favorite, and you just did this because you just put out an hour
cheeseburger,
streaming on Netflix. Yeah. Go watch it. The funniest thing is when you put out a special and people go, I fucking love that. Can't wait for the next one.
You're like,
yeah. Yeah.
God damn it.
It's, yeah, like, me God too,
damn it,
man.
God damn it.
Yeah.
That's why people now, like, I'm at about 4 years since I put out my hour special. And people are like, when's the next special? And I'm still like, will you give me a second?
Yeah.
It's been 4 years.
Let me breathe.
Can I come up with something?
Yeah.
Like, Louis might be the only guy who was able to do...
One a year
for that many years in a row.
Here's what I'll say about Louis. He's one of the top five easily of all time. When he stopped doing the year every year was when he did 2017 or 2018, whatever that Netflix special was. And it was back to being chewed up caliber. Like, I loved Hilarious. I loved Live from the Comedy Store. I loved all the ones. Oh, my God. I loved all those. But, like, when he stopped doing it every year and took, like, 3 years, you got, like, a level of quality where you're like, special's so good that you're like, I should quit. I should quit. I'll never be able to do this.
Yeah.
I should quit. And that's what we need more of.
Louis was actually in here last week, and he... advice like for all of us, like, but he was making it specific about kids, but it really was like good advice, like with podcasting and stand up. He said to me, and I've been thinking about it, like, even like, even when we sat down this podcast, I was like, okay, be conscious of this. He was like, listen, when you're doing a podcast, it's the same thing like doing the radio. You forget how many people you're talking to, and you're just diarrheaing of the mouth.
Yeah.
And you might have a funny bit, he was saying, like, about your daughters. He was like, don't ever say anything. What you think is funny about them on the pod, think about that. If the thought comes in the podcast, great. Write material about it and do it on stage, because then it's been edited. It's been shown to people without on cameras for how many times you do it in the cellar, as opposed to here. You're just saying shit you don't even fucking remember.
Yeah.
It's like, we're all doing these podcasts. You're sitting there for an hour, 2 hours. You don't remember half the things you said. And he was like, take it from me. It comes back to you, and people are, your own family is mad at you for what you said years ago.
Oh, so I've had that.
Thought about that.
But I've also, like, that's why when people are like, I like them better on podcast than stand-up, sometimes I'm like, well, yeah, because you're getting it straight from the tap.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I would understand that, and then that's why sometimes we need to go away for a little bit so you don't have all that.
Yeah.
So you can be like, oh, I miss them, and then you come back. Remember how fun it was, like, in the 90s? I remember when Bigger and Blacker came out, where I was like, oh, shit. Chris Rock's got a new hour now that I've heard everyone be like, it's fucking unbelievable. And I'm so excited because I've seen none of it.
Right.
And so now I'm like excited when he does that live Netflix thing. I'm like, I might fucking watch that if I'm not on the
road. Tune in.
Yeah, I might watch it. Like, that genuinely got me to be like, oh
yeah. Cute.
But he does like 20 minutes on hating white guys named Dan.
Ooh. Well, he's been, here's the thing, he's been so mean to me in real life that I'd probably enjoy that.
That's true.
Where I go, oh, cool, now people, because I've just lived that at the cellar, so that'll be nice.
Like, he was just doing it for this bit.
I go, oh, this was a bit.
Yeah.
Hey.
No, he comes in, I leave.
Why? Do you guys have a thing?
No, he just doesn't like non-famous white guys.
Yeah.
So, just non-famous white guys, he's just like...
So, what are the famous white guys he does like?
Neil
Brennan.
Like, he likes Scott, like, he liked Nate once Nate got over, you know, like...
Got over, that's so funny.
It's like, yeah, it's like a wrestling
turn.
Like,
he passed on? Yeah. Once Nate passed on.
Yeah.
Into the world of Uber.
He passed on. Once he entered the world.
Once he was
in. But, yeah, I mean, there's a part of me that's like, all right, this is who he is. It's like the way Seinfeld is like a dick and people are like, and then he had to be like, I'm kind of autistic.
That's, by the way, that's everybody.
That's why we got the Kith campaign,
goes,
by
I'm
the way.
Stemming.
The autism, that was, yeah.
They're like, dude, double shot, celebrity and on the spectrum.
Checking the boxes, Kith.
He goes, the 2 train, it stops at 14th Street, 34 and 42nd. Why aren't the trains running? I want to see the train.
You get on the train. You get in the bus.
He goes, what's the deal with the E-train skipping 450th Street? Yeah, dude. But Jerry was like, once I said that to someone when I moved here, because I was like 07. I've just moved here, and I was so bummed out because Seinfeld was like walking into Stamp, New York, and it was like, everyone loves Seinfeld. All I wanted was clean sneaks and a new beautiful girlfriend every week because of that television show. Yeah. I was like, dude, comedy? I'll live by myself. I'll have all these hot girls that I'll find problems with and clean sneakers.
Yeah.
And then when he was walking up to Stand Up New York, I was like, hey, Jerry or whatever. And he just was like, shut it down in a way that I was like, all right, man. Yeah. But then in my head, because I'm always like, you idiot. I blame myself. I'm like, he's so famous. And I brought it up to someone. He's like, he's a dick to everybody. And then Bobby Kelly has the best story about that. Where Colin and Seinfeld were talking, and then Colin left and Seinfeld walked out, and Bobby was waiting to go up in the hallway, and Seinfeld came up and went, opened the door, he goes, so we're getting lunch next week? And Bobby goes, yeah, like that, but he was in Colin's way, and Bobby didn't know it. And Seinfeld goes, not you, like that. When I first started opening for Bobby, his like pat, like his Wi-Fi at his house was not you. Yeah. It was like, not you. I love that story.
It's a great story.
But like, honestly, the Chris Rock thing used to bug me because he's one of my heroes. But then it's like, I don't know him. I don't know him as a person. So why do I?
Yeah, but it
why
takes almost nothing to be nice to other comics.
Yeah.
Nah, don't do it. It does.
There's a part of me that's like, be nice to other comics. But then there's a part of me that misses that part of the cellar that made comics afraid. Right. That fear was a good thing because it used to be like, oh, if you suck, people are going to be like, you suck.
Right.
And now we have to be like, great.
Yeah,
because they get 500,000 downloads, you know, on something, and you're like, hey, so are you? Whereas like 10 years ago, you'd be like, you stink. You don't have any jokes.
Yeah, I know. Somebody was calling Keith Robinson, because they call him Strokey Robinson now, because
so
they had multiple strokes.
That's so funny.
And yeah, some kid was sitting at the table there. Everybody was calling him Strokey Robinson. He's laughing. And then Keith went down to do a set. And then the kid, I would say the guy's name. I genuinely don't know. There's so many new comics. And at the time, I didn't know this guy's name. He's like, you think he gets like upset at that? Should we like cool it off with that? And I was like, no.
Dude.
Call him Strokey. Think of more.
We visited Keith in the hospital when he had a stroke. And it was me, Vecchione, Monroe Martin, and Reggie Conquest. And Keith's arm was on his wheelchair. And they like wheeled him down into the visiting room. We were like talking to Keith. And his arm just fell off the tray or whatever. Right. And Reggie Conquest started laughing. Where all of it broke the tension. And then Keith was like, shut up, Reggie. Like, picked his arm up and put it back on there. And Reggie was like, bah! And we're like, and you're like, yeah, Keith is, you know.
Yeah, it's just like,
he has a good, like, you know, he lets you, he talks shit.
Yeah, I'm sick and tired of sitting at comedy clubs and getting roped into political conversations with the other comics. I was there a few months ago and a guy was like, Chris, you got kids. What would you do if one of your kids was gay? Would that make you happy or sad?
What?
And I was like, I wouldn't care. I was like, I don't want them to be gay. And he was like, what do you mean by that? I was like, oh, I don't want my kids to stand that. I want my kids to have a normal, easy life. I wouldn't care if they were gay and I'd support them. But if you're asking, kids, he's asking me, do you want them to be gay?
I go, yes. No, I force it on them.
Yeah.
And Chris automatically Googles how to bury a gay dead kid's body.
Goes, hey, someone want to check in on the DiStefano house?
Yeah.
But how to get rid of an abomination? But yeah, there is that, like, Keith, dude, I won't say which comic did this because I don't want to blow up their spot, but there's this comic that back in the day probably wouldn't have worked the cellar, but they, you know, they kissed her. They're just in there. And Judd Apatow was at the table, and Keith was like busting balls, you know, and this is post-stroke Keith.
Yeah,
and Keith's just talking some shit or whatever. And the comic goes, Keith, can you stop? I'm trying to enjoy Judd Apatow, because Apatow is the, and we were all like, bah!
Yeah.
And like, dude, this guy's watching this guy's face be like, oh, no, no, no. You know, when you realize you fucked up? I was like, it made me lose all respect for that guy.
For that fucking guy.
For that fucking guy. I was like, I don't give a shit. Off mic, I'll talk so much shit.
Right, I can't
on
fucking
mic,
wait.
I don't want to be a fucking dick.
Dude, one
but
of
the second I say the name, you're going to go like this.
I know. I think I already fucking know who it is now. Yeah. I think I was with him last night, to be honest. Oh. I think you were with him, too. Oh. I think I introduced you to him last night, as a matter of fact. Well, I'll tell you after
Don't you want the Patreon?
Dude, yeah, go to patreon.com/ChristyComedy.
Don't you want the fucking real?
That's what we're going to give it away.
Want the fucking real Patreon?
Dude, one of the funniest things I've ever heard. I know, like, inside comedy, but it's so fucking funny. Bobby Kelly, Robert, if you guys know Bobby, you know, like, he's very thin
now. Go buy Killbox on louisck.com.
Go buy it. He, at one point, you know, was really heavy. And and he was directing something down at the Comedy Cellar during the day, whatever. Some of the things. And he had Colin Quinn, he had Keith Robinson, you know, he had all these, you know, Jim Norton, whatever. And I was down there. I was just hanging out, whatever. I was down there, and again, you know, Bobby is directing. So Keith Robinson is up. And you know, he's just like not fucking, you know, giving Bobby like what he wants. And then Bobby's like, come on, you got to take this seriously. And Keith goes, shut up, Judd Apatite.
It's one of my favorite dishes.
He called him Judd Apatite.
Judd Apatite was...
And it, dude, everybody was... And Bobby got mad. He was like, fucking shit, fuck! And then it was like, dude, nobody could get control after, because everybody just kept calling him Judd Apatite.
One of the best burns I've ever heard in my
life. Yeah. And it was fucking great.
Bobby's
dude.
The man.
Bobby's the man. This is a picture of Puerto Rican Bobby.
Now Bobby's back to being Puerto Rican Bobby. If he grew his goatee out.
I like it. Yeah. Yeah, it's fucking Bobby. Yeah, but he gets too skinny, then he becomes ALS Bobby.
Yeah. Like, oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Bobby in a wheelchair staring up at the ceiling, Bobby. You don't want that. You never want to be in the wheelchair staring up.
Yeah, no life.
Where everyone has
to
go, hey.
Fuck. Danny, where can people find you? Where can people see you?
DanSoder.com, Sacramento Punchline.
This comes out January 31st.
February 2nd through
the
4th.
Whoa, Black History Month. He's doing it for y'all.
And then I'm going to the whitest places in the world in February. I'm going to Sacramento and Vancouver.
Oh.
But Vancouver, part of JFL Vancouver, I'll be at the Royal Theater February 23rd and 24th, DanSoder.com. And then also fucking Salt Lake City, Buffalo. I really am going to the whitest places. All at danceoder.com.
Oh, dude, are you going to get to Vancouver the day before, February 22nd?
No, I'm doing 23rd, 24th.
Getting there on the 23rd. You're like flying there the
maybe.
Day of. You're not going to take a night flight?
Maybe.
I'll be there.
Okay.
February 22nd, I'll be there at the Vogue Theater.
I might be there. I might come in on Thursday.
I'm on like a, well, I think my show's on a Wednesday. I got the Wednesday show. But let me tell you something, just because I've just had to book the flights suck. If you want to take a direct flight, you have to go the night before because the flights stink from New York to Vancouver. You're not going to get there on showtime unless you take a connecting flight.
Really?
You have to go the night before. The flights fucking suck from New York to Vancouver.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
AirTrain. Too far.
Too far, man. Canada. That's nice. We'll go celebrate Black History Month with the Prime Minister who did blackface. I love it. Black History Month. Andrew Santino, Dan Soder, Chrissy D., tell me how we did. Patreon.com/ChristyComedy. Who would you smash? Who would you pass? Give me tips on how to make my pee-pee stop burning.
Do it.